What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take a look, shall we, some of the local news items here in the Republic of Panama. The first judge to liquidate criminal cases, Agueda Rentaria, accepted the term of 30 days to determine whether to call the former director of the National Authority for Government Innovation, the AIG, Eduardo Hine, and three other people for the alleged commission of the crime of embezzlement. The other people who are linked to this case and who may be called to trial are Eduardo Hine Roy, Araceli Roy de Hine, and Maya Mizrachi, also a former contractor of the entity. The judicial branch reported that the appeal was made by the 7th Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office, which accredited the act of money laundering by virtue of the possible prior crimes of corruption of public servants and embezzlement. According to the judicial branch at the hearing, it was argued that the AIG contractor, once charged for the contracted digital item, made two money transfers to an account related to one of those investigated by an alleged international advisory consultancy. The investigation began after the National Authority for Government Innovation denounced in January of 2015 that the entity paid for a technological platform that was not installed, since they had been applied to people other than the contractual relationship who had received the benefit of this technology without any justification and the use of a public nature was unknown. The Electoral Attorney General's Office opened an ex officio investigation. This is against Francisco Israel Rodriguez, National Director of the Directorate of Social Assistance, the DAS, an entity that is under the umbrella of the Ministry of the Presidency. This is for the possible use of state assets and resources to political proselytizing. The investigation, which is carrying out its process from the Office of Prosecutor Delio Arcia, since Rodriguez is an authority of command and jurisdiction, began last Friday after the declarations of the President of the National Assembly, Deputy Crispiano Adames. Now, this was confirmed to La Prensa by the spokesperson for the Electoral Prosecutor's Office, Jose Ardines. Last week, on one of his tours as a presidential candidate for the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Adames denounced that Rodriguez was using state resources to share it in a clientelistic way with the people. The DAS must be audited for what it is doing. Political clientelism and the distribution of gifts and perks. I tell you, Israel, that you are an official who has to ensure the welfare state. And today I formally denounce you before the citizens of this country. This man is using state funds to distribute them in a patronage way to the people, he is heard to say to the PRD member in a video that circulates on social networks. The Ministry of Education, Meduca, has not yet delivered school books and textbooks to schools when the first quarter ends this Friday, the 2nd of June. The Meduca authorities reported that in the coming weeks, the books and texts for 700,300 students from the preschool to ninth grade will be delivered to official schools distributed as follows: 422,000 primary school students, as well as 88,300 preschool students, and 190,000 of pre-media. This was detailed by the coordinator of the Improving Efficiency and Quality of the Education Sector Program, Mrs. Lisbeth Ramos, who indicated that the materials are in the printing process. Ramos clarified that the texts or guides for teachers and school children for the year 22 to 23 are the same. However, they are in the validation phase, and upon completion of this approval by the academic curriculum team, they will be printed with the necessary adjustments and observations so that students can use them for the next 5 years as stipulated in the norm. Now, the tender was awarded for approximately $8 million for 2 years. For 2023, $4.2 million is invested, and in 2024, the amount of $3.8 million. Meduca, when the school year began, delivered books to 200 schools to later complete the deliveries gradually. The coordinators said that the purchase of the books was carried out through a biannual international public tender. This is to guarantee that the printing of the texts is efficient and that by 2024 the books reach the students in a timely manner at the beginning of the year, the academic period, and validated as well. On the other hand, the official added that Maduka also started the National Reading Plan, which consists of providing schools with classroom libraries, which consists of delivering storybooks so that teachers can create a reading corner with this resource, and are about 18,000 classrooms being served. These storybooks are delivered up to sixth grade and try to encourage reading in children and improve literacy to better understand and that the learning process is of quality. A 16-year-old minor was apprehended as an alleged suspect in the murder of a 3-year-old girl in the La Feria sector of Cristobal district in Colón, where another minor was also injured. The shooting occurred during the development of a sports activity in the La Feria sector this Sunday, the 28th of May, where the girls were together with their family in the afternoon when suddenly some people started shooting at a man. Well, the man, who was the target, was unharmed, but the girls received several bullet wounds. The 13-year-old had 3 wounds, one on the side, one on the back, and one on the left foot. Meanwhile, the 3-year-old received a wound in the abdomen, and they were transferred to a hospital, but the smallest one lost her life. The National Police and the Public Prosecutor's Office confirmed the apprehension of the subject after some search proceedings and reported that the apprehended was placed under the orders of the Prosecutor for Adolescents of the province of Colón for the corresponding procedures. Enrique Lau's administration at the Social Security Fund, the CSS, got all the go-aheads that it needed to launch a project that involves an investment of $28.9 million in what until now has been a technological failure. On May the 17th, Cabinet Resolution number 46, dated Tuesday the 16th of May, was published in the Official Gazette, in which the contract was approved through an exceptional procedure between the CSS and the digital telecommunications company Tigo. The Comprehensive Technological Modernization Project of the Income and Economic Benefits System, known as the SIPE, the Health Information System, and the Financial Administration System as well. The justification for the million-dollar project is that the entity has 3 technological platforms that are outdated and with major operational and functional limitations, so they are trying to avoid a scenario in which the CSS is compromised from an administrative point of view. The project becomes the largest in the technological area in the Lau administration, which has programmed between 2019 and 2024 a budget of $50 million in this area of work. Now they're promising to avoid the enormous leaks that the computer systems have, which affects the logistics of purchasing and distributing medicines, efficient inventory management, optimal use of operating rooms, and management of beds for the sick. Sport. The Panamanian under-20 women's team, they fell on Sunday 5-0 against their Canadian counterpart in a match corresponding to Group A of the CONCACAF Championship, which takes place in the Dominican Republic. With this result, the team adds its second loss after losing on the first date against the United States by a score of 6-0. The next match of the Panamanian team, led by Raisa Gutierrez, will be against Jamaica, and this is scheduled for the 30th of May at 2 p.m. The chances of qualifying for the semi-finals and continuing with options to achieve a place in the FIFA World Cup were complicated, taking into account that only the first 2 of each group qualify. For the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup, the Confederation of North, Central America and Caribbean Football, CONCACAF, has the right to 2 places. In other words, the finalist teams in the World Cup will be the ones that will win the right to go to the World Cup. And lastly, the surfer Diego Goldner took the applause when surfing this Sunday the biggest wave in Playa Lagarto in Pedasi, province of Los Santos, which he crowned with a tube, the dream of every surfer, during a Christian activity organized by Agua Sala within a family day in which surfing was taught and a beach clean-up was carried out. Gordner successfully surfed a wave of approximately 15 feet, dominating it from beginning to end and sealing his performance with a spectacular tube with which he received the applause of the participants and recognition for his prowess. Gordner said that he was proud of his feat, difficult to achieve due to the difficulty of the waves. The native of Pedersea explained that it will be very difficult to do it again since everything came together to have a perfect route. A tube is also called the hole or corridor that is formed when the tip or the lip of the wave is thrown forward by the wave and has not yet broken against the sea surface, allowing the surfer to enter the wave as if it were inside a pipe in which the walls are made of water. For this feat, Goldner was recognized by the organizers of the event, headed by Rodolfo Tejada, who explained that the activity was developed to support family surfing and that the winner would be the one with the best performance on a big wave. Wow. Never been surfing. Used to do water skiing, though. No waves. Right, that's it. That's some of the items in the local news for you this morning, all compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.